In this brief interview with Dr. Typen, a religion professor here at Furman University, he shed some light on the culture of women and education in the Middle East.
On a very basic level, I would say that what we have to realize is that Muslims, just like any other people in the world, basically want the same thing, and that is they want to live happy lives, they want to be able to realize their own dreams and hopes. Different movements that are trying to achieve greater rights for women, greater participation in public life, trying to get women into education, that sometimes these differentiating treatments of women have less to do with Islam as a religious tradition and more to do with ingrained patriarchal cultures in men.
It is interesting to realize just how similar we are to those thousands of miles away. Now let's see how the education system, specifically in Afghanistan, functions.
As far as education is concerned, Afghanistan is probably one of the more famous examples where, particularly under the Taliban, women, girls have been excluded from education. And I would argue that the Taliban's reading of early sources is a very one-sided reading.
Now that we have a better understanding of misunderstandings, let's see how our Western impact is seen in the realm of women and education in the Middle East.
The sources that inform discourses on both sides, it's actually not a huge pronounced difference. Now, what many Muslims resent is the insistence by some Western feminists that the rights of women and the roles of women in the struggle for the rights of women ought to be exactly the same as what it was in the West. That type of approach to, in a sense, introduce to the Muslim majority world a Western-type feminism is highly problematic. Muslims resent such approach as imperialist. You have to understand that for many of these countries who have been suffering under Western colonialism for a long time, these types of, you know, forced Western approaches when it comes to the rights of women are seen as yet another colonialist and imperialist project.
Misunderstandings and lack of knowledge on the Middle East are far too common. Look for my next blog post that contains a video interview with Dr. Typen to learn more about the Middle East and their culture, as well as foreign aid.